Report: Tearful Alec Baldwin asked why was I handed a hot gun following fatal shooting on film set. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 22, 2021. Alec Baldwin reportedly asked why was he given a hot gun after he accidentally fatally shot and killed cinematographer Hina Hutchins and injured director Joel Souza on the set of the upcoming western, Rust, in New Mexico on Thursday. Eyewitnesses say Baldwin repeatedly asked why he was handed a hot gun, according to a report by Showbiz 411. Authorities are investigating after confirming that a prop firearm discharged by actor Alec Baldwin, while producing and starring in a Western movie, killed the cinematographer and wounded the director. "In all my years, I've never been handed a hot gun," the 63-year-old actor said on the ground of the Santa Fe movie set, according to witnesses, who added that Baldwin appeared in shock, but remained composed. A witness told Showbiz 411 that the bullet went straight through the body of 42-year-old Hutchins, who was the film's director of photography, and then into the clavicle of 48-year-old Souza, the movie's director. The set was then immediately locked down, and Hutchins and Souza were sent straight to a hospital. "He had no idea how badly they were hurt or Hina was dead," the source added. Hutchins died after being transported via helicopter to the University of New Mexico Hospital. Souza was taken by ambulance to Christus St. Vincent Regional Medical Center, where he is undergoing treatment for his injuries. The Santa Fe New Mexican reported the 63-year-old Baldwin was seen Thursday outside the sheriff's office in tears. "They had safety meetings every day, but it was a teary movie, so they probably didn't have more than one prop person," a source told Showbiz 411. A Tier 1-1 movie reportedly refers to a film being produced for under $6 million. "Rust is done," reports Showbiz 411, adding that sources say production has been halted, and that lawsuits will now override any chance of the film being finished, given that a crew member was killed. Detectives are investigating how and what type of projectile was discharged, the sheriff's office said in a statement. As of late Thursday, no charges were filed in connection to the case, which is still under investigation. The Associated Press contributed to this report. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.